Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, America is beginning to awaken to drones, and I'm going to break that down briefly. The next segment, then take calls for the rest of the hour, and then big time, one of the key witnesses, probably the most important witness out there, an ear witness, NSA snoop system. Sybil Edmonds heard Al-Qaeda being commanded by the CIA on the day of 9/11. She's broken her silence. She's going to be joining us for the full gut spilling in the third hour today. You don't want to miss that. We're going to be opening the phones up. As I said, the toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231 is the number to join us on the spectrum of news I've been covering or whatever you'd like to raise. Let's go ahead and talk to James in Florida. James, you're first up at bat today.
Hey, Alex. This is James.
Yes.
I found something online and I haven't seen it on your website yet. It's an executive order that was given out by Barack Obama yesterday on May 16th. It says blocking property of persons threatening the peace, security, or stability of Yemen.
And then if you give money to some mainline aid group or something, and then they later claim they were aiding somebody who was aiding a terrorist. I mean, they said with the Kony 2012 thing with that executive order that anywhere in Africa, if they claim you're aiding someone who might be aiding, who might know somebody that did aid Kony, especially anybody on the planet, if you bought a box of roses, literally there's a lot of roses come out of Central Africa and England, they're saying they might put you on a list. Yes, I was aware of that. In fact, guys, print me that article. I didn't see that in my stack. It might be there. I might have missed it. What do you think of the other big order I didn't mention, where they want an expatriate act that if you try to leave the U.S., they'll never let you return if you try to leave with your money?
Criminal, unconstitutional, these words come to mind.
Or Bilderberg Global Mafia comes to mind. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm, sure does. The thing about this executive order that concerns me is it says, I hereby declare a national emergency to deal with that threat. In paragraph two.
It is a big deal. That's my point. People think I'm exaggerating how bad it is. I can't even keep track of it anymore, sir. It is insane how fast their takeover is taking place because they're getting ready to fully implode things and pose as saviors. That's going to be the sickest part when the depression gets really bad, is having to watch the perpetrators be praised as the saviors. It just really gets old.
I had one additional comment, and this is for Paul Joseph Watson. That InfoWars thing in the background when he's on YouTube is really cool, but I really liked the Patrick McGoohan prisoner picture he had before.
I'm sorry, they were cutting in on my ear saying something. What did you just say?
I said, this is for Paul Joseph Watson. That InfoWars thing he has behind him when he's on Skype is cool, but I like the Patrick McGoohan prisoner picture better.
Well, I wanted a big printout that covered the whole wall behind him, and somehow he got miniaturized. It's kind of like Spinal Tap, where they want Stonehenge around him, like 20 feet tall. Instead, they're like 2 feet tall, and the Stonehenge is dancing around them. Talk about mud flaps. We need to get a big one made and put up there behind him. I'm giving more little Spinal Tap wink winks there. You know, this show goes to 11. You understand that?
Yes.
But why not just have it go to 10? I mean, that'd be louder, but it goes to 11, sir.
No.
I mean, listen, sir, did you not get enough mercury as a child?
No, I didn't, actually. I didn't get as many vaccines. I actually blocked my son from getting vaccines by getting a waiver. So
wasn't that nice of him?
I don't drink fluoride.
Whoa! Sir Rick, let's go. Ladies and gentlemen, we've traced his caller, putting him to Homeland Security right now. These people are sick. They don't trust a government that's knowingly done tens of thousands of experiments killing U.S. troops on purpose. These are good people. These are good people. They wouldn't stage 9/11. Sure, they nerve gas their own troops, but... A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
All right, guys, listen up, because it's time to man up. Are you laying on the couch tired and unmotivated? Are you losing muscle and gaining fat? Have you lost the drive in your romantic life? Then you've really got to try Ageless Male. Ageless Male is a natural supplement clinically shown to boost testosterone levels within a normal, healthy range. This is the game changer you've been waiting for. Ageless Male supports healthy energy production in your body and muscle health with your workouts. And it's clinically shown to boost desire, drive, and performance in your romantic life. So if you're ready to go from tired to feeling desired, call for your risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the man you used to be. Just call 1-800-437-1126. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-437-1126. 1-800-437-1126. 1-800-437-1126.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, you know it's passed the House, and they want to pass it in the Senate. If the IRS claims, the private collection agency, the private Federal Reserve, if the IRS says you owe the Federal Reserve money, no judge, no jury, just like they seize your bank account, your passport is deactivated. That's the whole point of the chip in them. This has been a long-term plan. That system's going in worldwide. They're trying to pass that right now. That's right out of Nazi Germany, right out of Soviet Russia. On top of that, they are now announcing good old Chucky Schumer. Now, the big multi-billionaires, they're all above the law offshore. They don't pay taxes like General Electric and the rest of them. In fact, you pay banker bailouts to ship what's left of the factories of China, in the case of General Motors. Never forget that. That's how much they want you to have jobs, because they're good people. Folks always say, oh, they're just idiots in government. Oh, yeah, they're running things and have dumbed everybody down and gotten away with poisoning our food and water, and admitted they do in public memos at the Rockefeller Foundation, and they're just running pretty much the whole world. Oh, yeah, they're incompetent idiots. Yeah. Yeah, they're incompetent. No, they make the bureaucracy incompetent where the rubber meets the road, so you can't ever get anywhere and get lost in a minotaur maze. That maze was designed by the big brains, the brain bugs, the New World Order, who hated humanity so much they worked real hard to make sure they win. And the winning means killing you, as every ancient culture did to those that they'd had conflict with. it was some little wimpy tribe that they beat easily, they'd just take them as slaves. But if it was an old enemy that they'd almost lost to, we're all to be put to the sword, just as the Romans would do if someone resisted them, just as the Israelites would do if you resisted them. We're all being put to the sword, our minds right now, our bodies, but we will be physically put to the sword. And that is the hardcore victory in their eyes, in the enemy's eyes, as they just press their murderous operation. So hardcore, so vicious, so complete, so total, so wicked, that the average person can't grasp the full magnitude of the exterminism that we're under. The slow, creeping, take their time, take down of everything. The family's almost gone. Common sense is almost gone. The defense system is dropping. Soon it'll be automated robots and drones in full control. Tiny technocracy. It'll only be technicians servicing the technocracy. A total system of surveillance. And then the next controlled bioweapon release that they'll say terrorists did. They'll use that to clamp down anymore. They'll use that to clamp down even more and set up the metropolis, Plantopolis. And then once that's in place, they'll roll out the next phase. Probably targeting the third world first. I predict they'll kill over 90% of Africa in 1 month. Then they're going to hit Asia. Then they're going to hit Latin America. Then they're going to hit the West. Oh, I know, I'm that guy that said there'd be drones in the skies and secret arrest and re-education camps. I have their plan. It's public. It's in pieces, but it's like a perfect jigsaw puzzle. You put it together, it's like, whoa, you stand back, you stagger, you get chills. The full magnitude hits you. It's otherworldly. It makes you really believe in the devil. Because I'm going to tell you, there are a lot of smart people, a lot of wicked, powerful people out there, but this is the mystery of evil. This is manipulated by a spiritual force that ties it together. It has its own providence, its own manifest destiny of evil. But just as Nineveh was reprieved, and as we see this same thing throughout history, if we resist evil and stand up against it and repent, that doesn't mean one of these government-run churches. They took those over first. But if we get our hearts right and just choose the side of good and say, I want to be good, I want to be loving, you will be filled with courage and the spirit of resistance against tyranny, and to overcome it, and you will be guided. You can call it your instincts. You can call it your survival instinct, your common sense. I've been guided through my entire life to be where I am now. I didn't understand that when I was young, but some of God's greatest blessings, some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered prayers, to quote Garth Brooks. The good things that have happened to me, but the bad things were all nothing but a preparation. You got a decision to make, my friends. I mean, look at these articles here. I just played to you where the news is saying mercury is good for your children's brains. Here's another one. BBC, National Health Service, should consider giving statins to healthy people, and they say they're going to make you take it. That's what government health care is. Folks, statins literally eat the brain. Literally rot holes in it. It gives you scurvy of the brain. That's the best way to describe it from the medical doctors I've talked to. Of the solid part, 70% or so is water. Of the solid part, over 90% is cholesterol. It is an electrochemical oil-based computer. It's electrochemical. And it makes fluoride look like mother's milk. Oh, have you read what's in the formula? Have you read what's in it? The average formula on the store shelves, we've done this on air, is 50% corn syrup, high fructose, filled with heavy metals on record. That's just allowed. Government says so. They care about us. And on average, another 25% or so is other sugars. I mean, folks, they've done studies on rats feeding them that, and they become just these lethargic, mindless, their brains don't grow. Mother's milk, you know, it comes out of your mother. It's got every amenity passed on through women, through the mitochondrial DNA and other systems, back to our ancient ancestors. Every immunity is passed from the colostrum to the child. All the mother's immunities, nature's vaccine. Don't get that, child. Instead, we're going to feed you corn syrup and sugar, and we're going to wonder why these people are like gibbering jellyfish. Not me. 18 months of pure mother's milk, because I'm evil. That's another reason I'm not a slave. These people don't have a chance. Fluoride, corn syrup, GMO, the environment, I mean, of course, the public. Oh, my. I mean, we are under devastating attack. And now they're launching the drones and weapon systems and, of course, saying it's for citizens and saying, we're watching you. We want you to know we're watching you. I'll get to that after calls. I got a big report on it, but I've already segued off into this. And now they want to make you take statins. You know, they say in the U.S. they want to put them in water. And they're like, you know, we want to put statins in the water and lithium. That'll get the suicide down. Well, we'll give you Prozac because you're depressed, which makes you commit suicide. And wonder why suicide goes up. It's THX1138. Let's go ahead and talk to Truth Warrior in Florida. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. God bless you. I got to say you're doing a great job. I've been a long-time listener for about 15 years now. Keep doing a great job. I would like to make a quick comment, and then I have a quick news story for you. I'm going to take about 20 seconds of your time. First off, a quick comment to America. America, how can you let another person make decisions that affect your life and your family's life and not care? Be involved. Get involved. Do what Alex is saying. Start at a local level. Go to a state level. And get to the federal. Everybody, get out there and make your voices heard. Second off, I don't know if you've seen this article. Information Liberation is a website on the web. And I live in Florida. I live in South Florida. Deerfield Beach employees are getting paid $100 to spy on their neighbors. That's right. If they see something wrong as employees of the city, they are to report.
No. That was in the news, and then it'll be thousands to lie about their neighbors. Are there pot plants? Are they spanking? Are they yelling? That was in the news. They're training all the service workers, and you see the service workers now, not all of them, a lot of them are listeners, but when service people are in your house, it's happened over the years, you see the power trip and where they're looking around, reading what you're doing, looking at stuff, and it's just like, man, I know, this is the Stasi society. Drones, spies, secret arrest, I mean, it's a joke.
Yeah, this is central down here. They come to your house. It's literally, he's right. They go to the FPNL workers and everybody. They're spying on you. They come over. They look around. The postal workers, they're all looking around. They look at our houses. They try to listen to us to see what's going on. Next thing you know, there's officers showing up to your door. It happens down here in South Florida all the time.
No. Just for calling the cops on you, they get $100. And then they act like that's it. So I say call the cops on them. Hey, there's a guy snooping around my house. Look, I'd get in their face. I'd say, listen, you little punk snitch. And they'll all be like, I'm calling. I'm a little special officer. Folks, see something, say something. I saw another newscast where they have TSA checkpoints on the highways, and it showed the TSA commander saying, if you see something suspicious, say something. Yeah, I see feds running illegal checkpoints. You know, you're a federal government run by foreign banks that brings drugs in. You're the threat. I see you. I say call all these police hotlines and report on the criminal government. Get in their face, man. When I see cops eating dinner somewhere now, I walk right over and I go, are you for the total takeover of America going on? Because you know it's happening. A lot of times they start laughing. Sometimes they go, no, we're not for it. Are you going to take the vaccines under the Health Emergency States Act, the Health Emergency States Powers Act? They go, no, I'm not taking any. So most of them, but I mean, you know, you got to walk over and go, hey, you work for criminal system. I just want you to know that. Instead of them coming to us all the time and making us scared. And again, local police generally aren't like that. It's all these federally trained ones. But now they're training your trash person. And now they're training your local police. And I mean, it's just everywhere. Now waiters and people will ask you snoop questions. You go get a rental car, they do it. And I mean, it's just like a total spy society for Al-Qaeda that publicly works for the Pentagon. I mean, I had Colonel Schaefer, who ran the anti-bin Laden operation, on saying, yes, most of these Al-Qaeda people are government agents. It's come. I mean, of course they run Al-Qaeda so they could do this to America. It's so crazy how fast it's moving. And now Corazon's like, I'll steal $2 billion. Everybody's like, he's allowed to. SWAT team standing by. They just, you know. By the way, police, they're going to devalue all your currency. They're going to end up taking your pension fund. They're going to get rid of you, too. It doesn't matter, though. Most of you are going to go ahead and follow orders. Go ahead.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guaranteed.
What's the difference in all these online emergency food stores? The difference is Deseret. DeseretFoodStores.com has the best price on a one-year supply of restaurant-style gourmet food starting at just $695 for 875 servings. For the highest quality food with a 30-year shelf life, experience the Deseret difference at DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, or call 801-444-1444. DeseretFoodStore.com. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Some of the headlines at InfoWars.com right now. U.S.-backed Syrian rebels, now trained by Kosovo's KLA terrorists. They've opened the old al-Qaeda training bases there. And the Pentagon admits they're using al-Qaeda against Syria. Because I got to give my rights up because al-Qaeda is so evil. But again, not like they're using the military on the streets of America or announcing they're going to launch drones and surveillance without warrants. I mean, everything's fine. Of course they are, but it's still okay. Panetta says authority of UN trumps Congress in getting approval for war on Syria. This is from our interview with Congressman Walter Jones yesterday. We have new info, new video up there in that big article. In fact, it should be red-linked on Infowars.com. Coming up, spy drone almost causes mid-air collision with jet over Denver. Answer is banned pilots. Obama impeachment bill goes viral. Congressman calls for tougher TSA. Absolutely. He wants them everywhere. And don't worry, they will. Common ingredient in soft drinks causes brain damage. Damage to brain function. Well, of course. Prominent activist backs Occupy Bilderberg campaign. L.A. County health enforcers conduct door-to-door raw milk confiscation operations. Of course. CNN hits the lowest primetime demo rating. People know who the enemy is in 15 years. So that's just some of what's at Infowars.com. Let's continue with your calls, and I'm going to do my big drone breakdown. Robert in Missouri, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex.
Hey.
I got some news for you. Have you ever heard of, I know you know this, radio frequency energy?
Yes.
Okay. I thought I'd seen a UFO 20 years ago. Well, I finally figured it out. Up on these cell phone towers and radio towers, they have all these, they look like drones, but they fly, and they usually only fly them at night. I haven't ever seen them released from the towers, but I've seen them actually flying in the air. So I just wanted to blow that whole UFO thing out of the water, because they've been spying on us for over 20 years with this technology.
Well, and people seem to think a UFO means it's an alien. It just means unidentified flying object. People in the 50s and 60s would see the prototypes of the B-2 bomber. It's an ancient tinker toy that we're told is the most advanced, along with the SR-71 Blackbird in service in 55. Yeah, fastest plane we've got, 55. And again, it's not we, it's the globalists that we are the slaves of, that we finance our own enslavement. Sorry, I have to break my conditioning. We don't have the Air Force. We don't have those weapons. My own ego was thinking it was my military. Sorry. Let me just break that right now. Sorry, I'm just still deprogramming myself. Yes, all the time out in New Mexico and Arizona, they'll film these big drones, these flying saucer drones with cameras. They'll show blimps surveilling, and they say it's a UFO when it even has propellers, because even low tech is very effective to have a big platform of surveillance equipment on it. And the media will go along and say it's probably Casper the Friendly Martian, instead of going, oh, look, that's a surveillance drone. Because there's not supposed to be secret government technology, because Mercury's good for us. They do have a lot of drone-type equipment hidden in plain view from some of my sources I've talked to. They've got all sorts of landing decks on top buildings they're renting. They've had giant high-altitude blimps up for at least 15 years. And now they're just getting everybody ready. I remember 5 years ago, protesters in D.C. saw fake dragonflies and hummingbirds, and they were conspiracy theorists. We ran with it, and we're evil cooks. A year later, they said, yeah, we got fake dragonflies. We were watching you. Fake hummingbirds. It's all your money, sucker. And we're going to spend it, so take some more shots. We win. Sorry, I'm just thinking of how wonderful our owners are, our masters are, and all their scum servants busy being soft-billed as well. Anything else, sir?
Yeah. I've seen pictures on the web out in California where they have all these things up on these towers, and they got them painted up like big baseballs.
A lot of that is to cover up what they think is ugly cell towers. They have them as palm trees, things like that.
That's all I have, man.
Well, thank you very much. Let's jam in another call here. Let's talk to Terry in South Carolina. You're on the air.
Every time, Alex, you call me Terry, it's Trey. But
I got to let you go, man. I'm sorry. It says Terry on the screen. Let's talk to we're going to go to break and come back with more calls. Listen, here's the deal. I don't screen your calls. They just put the names up there, so that's fine. So don't ever call back again since I call you the wrong name. We also get this thing going on where people call up to the show, tell somebody one name, and then make an issue about how it's another. I don't have time for it, man. Okay? They're putting poison in the food and water on purpose. And if we can't get your name right, and you want to tell me how we get it wrong every time, you're right, man. I live my whole life sitting here, and I say whenever Cherry or whatever his name is calls in, I want you to get his name wrong right now. That is what I live for. You see, what I tend to do is get real sarcastic when I'm in a rage and try not to blow up about what's happening. Okay? Now, when we come back, I'm going to get into the drone news, and I'm going to go to phone calls after that, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We shall return after this quick break with the loving 30,000 drones to target your house via the Pentagon that you paid for, because they work for the Federal Reserve now, scum.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure. And it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
Attention all U.S. drivers. Do you own a vehicle with less than 150,000 miles with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all? In order to aid the American people with saving thousands on future auto repair costs during these hard economic times, VSC America is now offering an affordable, low-cost coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage. Those who qualify will have all future covered auto repair bills paid directly to the repair shop for them. You pick your plan, you pick your deductible, you even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included with all plans. All this at a fraction of what many dealerships are charging.
So call now for your free 5-minute quote and see if you qualify. The number to call is 1-800-493-7561. 800-493-7561. Again, that's 1-800-493-7561.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, May 17th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,549.70. 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,588.85, $794.43 for a half ounce, or $397.21 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,588.85, $794.43, and $397.21.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
You could accept the fact that the city is headed for a disaster of biblical proportion.
What do you mean, biblical?
What he means is Old Testament, Mr. Mayor. Real wrath of God type stuff.
Exactly.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes,
the dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I shouldn't have got mad at that caller. Actually, here's the issue. I got these bright lights in my face. I got really good eyes. But there's this little computer screen that's got their names and numbers up there. Because this is a TV show slash radio, I don't sit here and answer the calls myself. I probably should. And so I do get names wrong. I call Michael Michelle, and I call names wrong. But the point is, so what? Just move on, man. I mean, I could do like Coast to Coast AM does sometimes, where, at least in the old days, they would just say, caller, where are you calling from? And you could say your name and how you're listening. But it becomes a pet peeve that when I screw up a name or the people putting your name in there screw it up, because both happens, or people mumble it, that I'm sick of hearing about it. Do you understand that? I've probably heard that 100 times. Oh, you screwed my name up. Who cares? Look, you can call me Alice if you want. In fact, I think we're going to start calling everybody. What did dude just come in here and say? We'll call him Bob from Toledo. What was he saying? Every caller will now just be called Dave from Wisconsin. How's that sound? Every caller. Now, Mike in Alabama's calling, and we'll just call him. We'll call him Dave in Wisconsin. And the women will all be Brenda. Brenda from Texas, okay. Actually, I've got all this news here in front of me I need to get to, but I also do enjoy taking your phone calls. I want to get into the drone pieces and play what Napolitano had to say about it and really break down what this signifies and what this means and the magnitude of this, because it's totally illegal. And Napolitano points that out. I mean, it's illegal, but so is all of this. But I'm going to go to your phone calls, but I got to give each person like a minute because I want, or you'll never get on air and I'll never get to the news. And we got a guest coming up, Cybele Edmonds. Let's go ahead and talk to Wolf in Texas. You're on the air, Wolf.
Hey, Alex. You may know me. I met you at the TSA rally down in Austin. I'm the one who got you the information on the Special Forces out of Fort Hood deployment last year.
Yes, that was very good information. Thank you.
I've got a very good friend that saw the original Zapruder film, the uncut one, the one that hasn't been seen since 1963, except for sitting president. This individual's father, who was in the OSI, and had high security clearance. This individual's brother and the brother's friend who got the tape all died mysteriously in their early 50s from heart failure.
Well, that's no big deal. Everything's fine.
He wants to come out and say what he saw, what the true film looks like. Because he will.
Well, and we know the frames they cut out. There were other photos taken of the flashes and the powder smoke from the grassy knoll. The police all ran up there. I mean, we know we've had the head hitman who ran Black Op murders worldwide, deathbed confession, E. Howard Hunt, on this show. So, and we premiered the video, by the way. Coast to Coast had the audio, did a great job there. Sure, have them send me some information. You know, the difference is, though, if you don't have the uncut, quote, Zapruder film, which actually Grodin actually did get, and because he was working at Time Life, and he actually got the Time Life photos. In fact, he's got some photos never before seen. He was waiting till his book came out to do it. By the way, call him and see if that book's out, this big color book. He was showing me photos with the whole back of Kennedy's head blown off. And he's a famous guy. I mean, he is the guy who did work there and did leak it and all that. And so I thought, from what I know, they released to the media years later the cut one. But then, I'm going from memory here, but Grodin did leak the full film. I mean, what is he saying he saw in this other film he reportedly saw?
The Umbrella Man and a shooter in the gutter that was, it's no longer there. Just before the sign.
Well, ma'am, I don't think the government killed Kennedy. They wouldn't do something like that. I mean, I think 91% of the American people are mentally ill. They haven't had enough mercury. I mean, the official story makes a lot of sense. Okay, so I appreciate your call, but send us the information. Again, I'm being sarcastic here today, ladies and gentlemen. Chris in Florida, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex, yesterday in St. Petersburg, Mitt Romney showed up, and we were changed staff. I had a great opportunity to bullhorn him from feet away, and that video will soon be posted. Of course, flash a great, well-read sign with our website up there. I wanted to point out also with Glenn Beck, so-called debunking the footage from Linda Thompson's documentary called America Under Siege from the 90s, and that video of the alleged concentration camp. Our camps that have been debunked, and of course that Glenn Beck claims to have done so afterwards. I want to point out that what Linda Thompson had done was called for an armed march on Washington, D.C. with all the militias, and she was self-appointed a militia leader for the country, and then she called that off. She said she issued a letter of cancellation and saying that it was all a publicity stunt. So I want Glenn Beck to know that, you know, he's not really such a pioneer in debunking such an easily...
Well, I mean, look, that's the oldest trick in the book. For a month, Beck said he was going to expose the FEMA camps that are admitted on record for, quote, emergencies, and now they admit re-education camps, and he should come back and retract himself. And he has the classic government minions from Hearst Publishing, the fathers of yellow journalism, on, and says, oh, my gosh, none of it's true, and goes and debunks things that we debunked years ago. And I had predicted on record that he would do it. But I only said it the day before he aired it so that I wouldn't influence my prediction. But I appreciate your call, sir. I can't wait to see that Mitt Romney footage. Matt in Pennsylvania, you're on the air.
Alex, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing okay, I guess. I'm glad that in L.A. County, they get the list of people that have bought raw milk and SWAT team raid them. I think that's good. That sounds like a free country to me.
Yeah, that's definitely a free country there. Hey, I wanted to ask your opinion about this summer. I'm planning on taking my daughter to New York City, but just with everything going on, I mean, do you think it's safe?
New York City I like New York City in many respects. I mean, it's interesting, but it is the capital of the Western New World Order, and I probably will never take my children there. And, you know, I have to debate whether I need to get them out of this country. The problem is there's nowhere to run. I mean, this country really has been taken over by vicious criminals that want to kill their opposition. I mean, we're run by some bad people. So I would just think about that. I mean, if you've got the money and have already gotten prepared and stuff, and you think you want to give her the cultural experience of going to the New York Natural History Museum and the planetarium and stuff, it's interesting. I'd love to take my children there, but I don't have time to drive them there. And I just can't let weird perverts, you know, grab them and drag them in the back room and rip their clothes off and everything and have cops SWAT team me and beat me over the head. So, you know, country's dying right in front of me. It's real sad.
If we have to do that, we're not going to see whatever attractions, you know, because I'm not going to let somebody lay their hands on my daughter.
Well, they're now doing that at a lot of it. At Disney World and stuff, they're starting selective groping and have scanning, and the Pentagon admits it's a laboratory of prison cities. Disney facilities now are Pentagon-run models. I mean, you can actually look this up. Disney admits this. This is in their public reports. First one I saw was in 96. Just type in Disney Pentagon Laboratory. And you think it's fun with everybody there, but it's actually a model of a concentration camp. How you go in, how you're surveilled, how you purchase. It's a model of the cashless society beast system. How's that sound?
Sounds like a all-American great family vacation. Can I tell you real quick about my experience in 2006 traveling?
Sure.
Okay, my family and I were flying from Pennsylvania down to Disney World. We were at Pittsburgh Airport. Now, I've had three major hip surgeries due to a neurological condition. And
you're
I
a bad person. You're a bad person.
And I had a card with me stating that I had metal in my right hip.
Sir, they don't care. They're there to make you learn that you're a prisoner and to make you learn that you're a suspect in bad. This is slave training. Okay? This is about breaking your will.
Pulled me aside for a half hour. I could not believe it, you know, because my daughter was 4 at the time. She was scared. She didn't know what was going on.
That's all. They're training your daughter to see daddy taken away. That's why they have FEMA training to take the kids away and they have the kids put their hands up and get on the buses. It's all slave training, sir.
She knows I listen to you, too. And she's always like, if you ever call in Alex Jones, tell Alex Jones I said hi. You know, so my 9-year-old daughter, Nicolette, says hi and says to keep doing what you're doing.
So, but look. I've seen them scream at people over 2 ounces of something, you know, the hotel shampoo, and then that's even allowed. They don't care. It's about training you that you're bad. Government wants to teach you. You're a bad human that hurts the earth. Government is your God. Government is good. and all the scum that government's hiring is your God. That's what tyranny is. They turn loose the worst people that no one wants to associate with, that no one wants to be friends with, that no one wants to be around. They become our gods. Don't you understand that?
I watch They Live, and it feels like I'm watching a documentary.
You haven't seen anything yet, buddy. When they start shutting down freedom of speech, start arresting people, it's going to get bad. And it's going to get real bad for the enforcers, too. But that's part of the plan, too. All these tough guys. When they put the American people's back up against the wall, all their drones and all their crud's going to mean nothing. But the bankers don't care because they're going to sit offshore. It's all part of the plan. And all the bureaucrats are going to be just play right along with it. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and go to our drone breakdown. It is illegal for the Department of Defense to be engaged in any domestic operations, but as they've announced with NDAA, they'll kill you, they'll arrest you, they'll disappear you. It violates posse comitatus. They've announced a $40-plus billion funding program for 30,000. I think that sounds like a lot. The Air Force has more than that alone. 30,000 drones, including Reapers and Predators, including armed systems, and they are to be used domestically against farmers, for enviro regs. The spy satellites worldwide are already being used from Australia to the U.S. that you paid for to watch your farm, to claim they see runoff from your cows, finding you. Just a total high-tech 24 surveillance. They can dial in and your phone turns on in your house and listens to you, your cell phone. All the new appliances have tracker chips and audio/video, depending on the system, dialed in via the smart meter that will control the temperature of your home, all being announced. We tell you 6-7 years ago about the plan for the smart meter, and it wasn't openly admitted then, but it was in government documents. We were conspiracy theorists. Now it's admitted. But a spy drone, again today, almost flew into a passenger jet over Denver International, and FAA is investigating an extremely dangerous incident. It was the drone that almost caused the accident, but it doesn't matter. The answer is just get rid of pilots. And again, they'll still be there like a ceremonial toilet attendant or a waiter. But the aircraft's going to be flown by the robots. It means the globalists can make your plane crash if they want. Has a lot of other good little options for you. Hope you'll all enjoy that as well. Hundreds of products already have nanotech in it that is passing the blood-brain barrier and causing new neurological disorders. I know you're going to enjoy that as well. Continuing, this was on, again, a big story. Got a lot of traction, as it should, yesterday. It was up on Drudge till this morning. It's at Infowars.com by Steve Watson. Judge Napolitano, first patriot to shoot down a government spy drone, will be a hero. Blast illegal use of plastic drones to spy on Americans in their backyards. And Shepard Smith, who, other than Napolitano, is one of the better people on Fox, because they know the libertarian system is very popular, so they let those guys talk about a little bit of freedom, but on a short leash. And he points out, as a local news reporter, if somebody had a fence, really it's about an 8-foot fence is what the regs and laws say, but he said if it was a 12-foot fence and some guy's got his movie star girlfriend out there sunbathing naked, I can't jack a camera up on a tripod and look at her, I go to jail. That's illegal. And Napolitano goes, yes, it's illegal for the government as well. And then they just go into it all. But in the earlier parts of the two newscasts that we have posted in the article on InfoWars, the news is saying it's good on Fox. They're going to keep us safe from Tim McVeigh. Is that potting soil really explosives? You're being watched. And then they cut to these guys with the rest of the story. Here is Napolitano saying he agrees with a columnist that said the first person to shoot down a drone is going to be a hero. No, the first person to shoot down one of these illegal drones is going to get SWAT teamed and dieseled till their feet explode and tortured and probably gang raped because the government's run by sadomasochistic murdering scum who hate this country. Let's go ahead and play the clip.
Well, I listened to Charles Krauthammer last night and Democrats too. There seems to be bipartisan outrage from this about this. Do you think this is one time where both sides will come together?
Well, I would hope so. I mean, when the president bombed Libya, the Congress looked the other way. Now the president wants to dispatch plastic drones to spy on Americans. It would be reprehensible for the Congress to look the other way. And I want to give a shout out to Charles Krauthammer. He's 100% correct. The first American patriot patriot that shoots down one of these drones that comes too close to his children in his backyard will be an American hero.
But I'm just going to give you another scenario. Lackawanna 6, training in Buffalo. They think there's something going on there. They can't get in, but they can see above. Would you say it's okay to use a drone for that?
Get a search warrant from a judge. That's what the Constitution says.
All right. We'll find out if a drone is coming to a neighborhood near you. And if
coming to a neighborhood near you, but again, it's to keep us safe from a terrorist. The terrorist that the government openly funds in plain view in front of everyone. People say, Alex, you don't know if 9/11 is an inside job. It was in Newsweek the hijackers were trained at U.S. bases, and the colonel went public and said, I trained Muhammad Atta. The government's involved in this. Of course, criminal elements. They ran drills of attacking the exact same buildings at the exact same time on 9/11. Same thing on 7/7 in London. And it came out there that an MI6 agent was running that operation, and the guys were patsies that thought they were part of a drill. Folks, don't ever get recruited as an informant, and they want you to simulate explosives. In fact, people know that now. That's why they've actually got to find mentally retarded people now to set up. Before, they would get like a school teacher. Hey, you're a Muslim. You know, you've spoken out against Muslim extremism. How would you like to get paid on top of it? Do some simulations. Oh, sure. Okay. Here's the backpack. Have a nice day. There's nothing the slaves won't buy. Oh, it's so good. I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people of you to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you could take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items, supreme customer service, very low shipping, and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran-owned. Don't base your survival on the latest spring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born on preparation.
You know, some days I get really nasty and surly, and then I'm sarcastically saying the stuff that's in the news, but it still sounds like satire because it's so over the top. And I may sound mean to the system, calling them scum, trash. If people would have done this with the Soviets or with the Nazis or with others, stuff wouldn't have gone the way it did. I mean, we got to call this out. You know how many Rockefeller Foundation documents we posted at InfoWars.com over the years where they admit sterilants in the food and water, brain damaging us, how they're doing it, all the other UN documents. I mean, it's all right there. I mean, they're killing us, man. This is serious. And then even when Fox criticizes the drones, because CNN and others are like, Anderson Cooper, who admits he's CIA, is like breathless. It'll keep us safe. 30,000 drones. Thank God the Pentagon's here. It's so good to have troops everywhere. Yeah, it's great in every third world country. Yeah, Anderson. And I'm sitting there looking at all of this. And even on these Fox News shows, if you go to InfoWars.com to our article about it, Judge Napolitano, first patriot to shoot down government spy drone, will be a hero. In the first half, I'm just showing you the second clip, you know, second part, they introduce it like it's a good thing. And, hey, they're coming to watch you in your house. Isn't that great? Ha! And mercury's good for your kids. Ha! And, yeah, almost pure corn syrup shown to brain-damaged children is in your formula. Isn't that good? That's funny, too. It's funny how we got the highest cancer rate and everything else. Man, this is really funny. This is funny. It's like I walked out of P.F. Chang's a couple years ago, and I said, you know, that's the DynCorp building. They got caught running giant child kidnapping rings. The cops started laughing. He goes, I know, I do work for them sometimes, like the head, you know, the head commander or whatever. They all just laughed at me. It was just funny. Because, see, if they didn't laugh, they'd have to, oh, you're good guys that fight crime. There it is right there. Oh, I do off-duty work for them. And, of course, most people in the building aren't involved in that. It's just like the police don't even investigate money laundering by big banks. But when you go in to wire $1,000, you get 20 questions because you're a low-down scum American. Or, you know, if you're you know, getting a check to say $5,000 to pay somebody, oh, what's this for? Oh, you're going to do a little secret police questions? Yes, we are. Do you have something to hide? Oh, really? How much drug money is this bank launder? Shut up and stop treating me like a criminal, you filth. You little Stasi spy. You're the threat. You're the scum. You're the dirtbag. You want to make me feel guilty. I'm sorry. I'm going to try not to get angry anymore. Let's just go back and go to the next Napolitano clip when he was on with Shepard Smith. Here it is.
Thanks. Well, well. Fox News senior judicial analyst Judge Andrew Napolitano is with. They can't require us to build an extra bedroom, but I guess they can spy on us from ahead.
Well, they can't spy on us from ahead.
They really can't, can they?
No, they can't.
But they will.
Did you see any legislation enacted by the Congress or signed by the President or any amendment to the Constitution?
No.
Answer, no. These are regulations in which bureaucrats gave themselves the authority to capture images of us in the privacy of our backyards, and depending upon how low the drones fly, Jonathan can back me up, inside the home, if
yep.
The drone is able to see inside the home, and to retain and analyze and distribute amongst members of the government what they find. This is not permitted by the Constitution. It's not permitted by federal law. The Congress didn't vote on it. The President's been silent about it. Bureaucrats did it on their own.
And this has been the case forever, and I know from working local television 15, 20, longer than that ago, if you, as a citizen, have a reasonable expectation of privacy, for instance, your girlfriend is laying out by the pool in the backyard and you have a 12-foot fence around your backyard. If my television camera shoots over that 12-foot fence at that woman who's naked in the backyard, I've committed a crime because she has a reasonable expectation of privacy. The drone shouldn't be allowed to do that either for the exact same reason.
I would make the same argument as your hypothetical neighbor who wants to see what your girlfriend looks like. The government would commit the crime. Shep, this is very serious. It's one thing for the government to do it. It's another thing for the Defense Department to do it.
Mm.
The Defense Department cannot engage in any activity in the United States of America.
All right, we'll be back.
From the president.
Hey, everything they do is illegal. They don't care because they're hijackers. The people running the country work for foreign banks.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.